Mm-hmm. How cool is that? They laugh, but a little intro music kind of sets the stage. You're tuning into another episode of Inside Bassmaster Podcast, and we're comfortably tucked in our plush studios high atop the Bassmaster Towers overlooking beautiful downtown Birmingham, Alabama. And it is plush in here. And the weather outside is frightful, it looks to be. It seems like every time we record the show, we'll be contending with thunder, rain, whatever else Mother Nature can throw our way. But that's bass fishing in general. This is your cute and cuddly host at the most, Thomas Allen, and we're going to talk Bass Nation today. We normally like to talk fantasy fishing, or we had James Hall on before, which was a complete train wreck. Anything you hit with James Hall is always kind of a train wreck, but we talked about the top 100 bass lakes, which we just released in the latest issue of Bassmaster magazine. So we're going to branch out even further. There's a whole segment of Bassmaster that those of you listening are probably more familiar with than the inner workings of the Elite Series, and that's the Bass Nation. But there's also a lot of you out there probably wondering, what the heck is this all about? And to clarify that for me, we've got the coordinator director, both of which they have very similar titles, and I was going to make fun of them for this, but John Stewart, the Bass Nation director, Emily Hand, the lovely Emily is always friendly at these events, and if you've been there, you've talked to her. She's the Bass Nation coordinator. I got to know, what is the difference between coordinator and director? Because she could coordinate you. You could direct what she's doing. I mean, it's a team thing, right? John.
Basically, coordinator runs the department. You know, I'm her boss, but she tells me what to do most of the time. You know. She keeps us organized. She coordinates everything that goes on in the Bass Nation.
Well, it sounds like you are indebted to her already.
I am.
And I know she tolerates you and Hank. Hank isn't with us today. Hank Weldon is the Bass Nation.
He's the senior manager of college, high school, and youth.
Which is a very important segment. We're going to talk briefly about that today, but I'm sure we'll have Hank on in the future. I know Hank loves the sound of his own voice, so he'd probably do great with this. And I think he's got a good face for radio, like I do.
He does. Yeah. Yes, absolutely he does.
So we're going to talk some interesting stuff today. And before we dig deep into a lot of the details, so let's pretend there's somebody out there that doesn't fully understand the Bass Nation. John, tell us a little bit about what that is and what that means to the regular fisherman.
Basically, in a nutshell, the Bass Nation is all affiliated, bass-affiliated clubs and the members that are within those clubs in the world that are affiliated with bass. So, there are high school clubs, junior clubs, college clubs, adult clubs. All those are Bass Nation clubs, and there are different benefits that come with being a Bass Nation member, a Bass Nation club. There's insurance that covers your club. There's accidental death and dismemberment benefit. There are discounts that you get from all of our great sponsors, our partners in this, Lowrance, Humminbird, all those. A lot of benefits for being a Bass Nation member. But probably the biggest one that everybody joins a club to get into is to A, learn how to fish, and B, they want to fish the Bassmaster Classic. Mm-hmm. And there are ways to work your way through the Bass Nation, whether that be the college route through the Bass Nation or the adult route through the Bass Nation or the Bass Team Championship through the Bass Nation. All those have routes to the Bassmaster Classic. So within the Bass Nation, there are basically five spots that are in the Bassmaster Classic. The three nation anglers that work their way through and make it all the way, the college angler, and the Bass Team Championship angler.
So I'm going to throw a curveball at you, Emily. If you had to take a guess at how many members you deal with on an annual basis or that are in the Bass Nation, do you have that number wrapped up in that mind of yours somewhere? How many are there?
There's about 17,000 Bass Nation members.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
17,000 and maybe even higher than that.
It will be this year,
yeah. It will be than that. We've been sitting around that 17,000 member mark for the last several years, but the last two or three years it has really picked up with the growth of high school and college, and our juniors have really grown, but everybody's growing this year. Even our adult numbers to this point in this year are up about 1,000 members. So we're really happy with the growth of the Bass Nation but especially the high school. That's the big one that's growing.
It's growing like crazy. In fact, we've got some events coming up we'll talk about in a little bit. College is going to Minnesota, and high school is headed where for the championship?
High school is finished.
Oh, it's finished.
We just finished our national.
Way to be on the ball, Thomas.
We just finished our national championship for the high school.
And that was.
It was in Paris.
That's right. That was just here last weekend, almost. Okay, yeah, it was an exciting event too. So if you're looking to join, talk about some of the benefits, Emily. Obviously, you get a cool magazine, but what else is in the pot for you?
You get two cool magazines.
That's true.
You get Bassmaster and Bass Times.
As senior editor, you would think somebody would know that. I know that. So you get two cool magazines.
Yeah.
You're automatically you as a member can qualify for the Bassmaster Classic.
Yep.
Is that easy?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy, but it's probably your most affordable way for the general member to make it to that Bassmaster Classic, because you can do as much or as little as you would like to do. All the nation members, most of them fish. Most of the open guys that fish the opens are also nation members. The majority of them, but there are a lot that aren't, and the nation route is way more affordable. Most of the states, they all have their own little qualifying processes. They're all different depending on where you live. You know, Texas is huge. So Texas has a 6 region. You got to qualify through your region to make it to the state championship, and then you make it to a state championship, and if you make the 20-person state team, 10 boaters, 10 non-boaters. That is the same for every state. Every state sends a state team to their designated region for their regional championship. But how they get on that state team is different from each state. Just it varies. Some states may have 2 tournaments a year, you know, 1 in the spring, 1 in the fall to make their state team. Some states have 1 tournament. You go, everybody, all the members in Vermont or Virginia or wherever, go fish a tournament, and they decide their state team, and then they send that state team the next spring or summer to regional that we run, and then they send their top angler from that event. Minnesota sends their top boater, their top non-boater, to the national championship. We have a national championship, fished a couple days, we crown a non-boater champion, we cut down to the top 12 or 16, whatever it works out to be, somewhere in that number. And then the top 3 fish the top 12 fish that final day. And then the top 3 of those go on to the Bassmaster Classic. So probably the hardest part is making your state team.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, depending on how many members there are in your state, Texas, there's thousands. So it's hard to get that, be those 20. If you live in Wyoming, you can be on the state team every year because there's just not that many people in Wyoming.
Right, right.
We have a small group out there. So, you know, you want to make the state team, you really want to go move to Wyoming. You got a chance. And Becca would appreciate that. She would appreciate it. She's the president of the Wyoming Bassmasters or Bass Nation. She would appreciate more members. So. But it just varies on how easy or tough it is to make your state team, depending on where you live.
Well, and interestingly, you see a lot of the same guys at the Nation Championship every year. So it isn't like you just accidentally do well in one tournament. You have to earn your way every time.
There are some really good anglers in the Nation that, like you said, you see guys. We just came back from Maryland, from the Upper Chesapeake, and, you know, Greg Alexander comes to mind. He's been to the Nationals. I believe this is his 7th trip.
Wow.
You know, he's from Delaware, but he's just a pretty good angler, you know, and he has to beat all those guys in Delaware to get on the state team. And then when you get on the state team, you have to be that, you know, the top guy out of 10 boaters, you know, in that tournament to move on. So, yeah, there's a lot of really good anglers in that, in the events. We, you know, they move. The other thing I haven't mentioned is the nation championship winner gets a berth into the Elite Series.
Well, I was gonna ask that because I know there is a way to get that invite, and I think a couple of years ago it passed down a couple anglers. What do you have to do to get there, Emily?
You have to be the top person to finish in the championship.
The winner.
They get the first berth.
Okay.
But if they pass on it, it goes down the line.
Now, talk about how that... Now, I know that you don't have to necessarily beat everybody in the nation championship to earn a classic berth. You have to beat your region, right?
That changed last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's new. How does that work?
It's just the top three.
Top three of the tournament, period. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been well-received?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it really has. We changed our whole format last year, you know, two years ago we changed it, but last year was the first year of implementing it, and we used to do that. We used to have, you know, five or six regions, and if you were the top guy in your region at the nation championship, you moved on to the classic, and that there's good and bad things about that. The good thing is we had somebody from each region represented at the classic every year. But the bad part of that was if, you know, you could finish 30th place, but if you were the top guy from the West, you went to the Classic, and there was guys that finished second or third in the whole tournament, had a great year, and didn't make it to the Classic because the first place guy was in their same division.
Mm.
So this sends our top guys top three from the nation championship to the classic, which is the ultimate goal is for somebody from the Bass Nation to win the Bassmaster Classic again, like Brian Kershaw did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. I mean, that's what we're all striving here for. We're trying to help them get there, and we'd love to see that someday. And I think it'll happen. When it first rolled out, there was some guys saying, well, you know, people aren't from the West or people from the North are never going to have a shot at going to the Classic because it's always in the South or whatever. Well, I mean, we dispelled just about every argument that people had last year. They also said a non-boater would never make it to the Classic. Well, Ryan Levine won the whole thing last year, and he came through the non-boater division.
Mm-hmm.
So we dispelled that. We had two anglers from the West in the Classic out of the top three. So that was dispelled. So we just want our best anglers that perform the best at the championship to go to the Classic, and that's what happens.
Well, speak a little for Hank. Obviously, you're grooming these anglers to become future maybe Elite Series pros or whatever, and you've kind of set the stage and created a platform to get them started at a young age. When do they start entering the Bassmaster ranks? And that means from the very beginning. Where does that start for anybody?
I believe it starts a lot on the college level. We see a lot of our college anglers moving over to the Opens within the same year they're competing on the collegiate level.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of good. They get priority entry into the Opens being a Bass Nation college member, so they get to register early. And so we see a lot of them moving over to compete on both levels.
Mm-hmm. And they also can earn a classic berth through the college, right?
They can.
How's that work?
You have to finish, it's usually in the top 10%. That's not the fair cut at each regional. But they move on to the championship. This year we have 90 teams competing in our championship in the next month. That's our largest championship field that we've ever had.
Mm.
And then the top four teams will turn into eight individuals and move on to the classic bracket, which will be the week after the championship. That has not been announced where.
Mm. I know where it is. For the right amount of money, I could be bribed.
You could be.
But I won't be. So there's not, you don't just have to go the class or the nation route. You can work your way through school. Now, when you start in high school, that's a massively growing segment of our sport right now. But that doesn't necessarily give you an automatic spot at a college level. How do you get into a college bass fishing team?
If your college doesn't have one, you can start one. You have to go through your club sports and be an official recognized sport or club on campus. And if you have a faculty advisor, you can start a club if you don't have an existing one.
So anybody anywhere in the nation can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a talk to the coordinator or the director type question?
That's coordinator.
We accept four-year universities, community colleges, and technical schools. If you're a after high school program, we will allow you to start a college club.
So how long has this been going on?
Hank would say it was going on since 2008, but it's been under the Bass umbrella since 2012. From 2008, 2011, it was run by JM Productions, our sister company, and it was called College.
It was the, well, it was the, I mean, it had many different names because there were sponsors that picked it up. At one time, it was the Under Armour College series. Yeah, I think Mercury had it for a little while.
Well, you're looking at about a 10-year time frame when that initiative began. So some of the best changes you've seen through the college ranks might include guys like, you know, well, of course, Minnesota's Trevor Lowe. I've got to shout out to my bro, Trevor Lowe, who's currently pirating all my lakes up there.
Maybe current classic champ, Jordan Lee.
Jordan Lee started in college. Jordan. Matt Lee, Dustin Cannell. Talk about those guys. What did they do to get started?
I remember 2012, my first year working in the Nation Department, our first college championship that I worked. We were in Arkansas. I think it was 120 degrees.
Pretty close.
At least.
And the top four teams were Auburn, Alabama, and...
Does it hurt you to say
Oklahoma
that?
Oklahoma State. No.
I know it hurts you a little bit. Nah. You're an Auburn fan.
It's okay.
Okay.
But I can't remember the fourth team. Anyway, the top moved on to the bracket, and the final day, or the final four in the bracket, was Dustin Cannell from Alabama, his partner Logan Johnson, Matt Lee, and Jordan Lee. That was the from all 2012.
Look at the seeds you've planted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's something to be proud of.
Absolutely.
Paving the way. There is an opportunity for all sorts of people to build their sport, to build their passion into a career. It's obviously a very elite group that make the top level, but if you have the dream and the drive and the passion, there's a place to start.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're still coming. I mean, look at just John Garrett last week at 090. He almost won.
Look, I had a chance to spend a day in the boat with John Garrett. The batteries in my camera died after three videos, and so we just went fishing instead, which was good. But I was super impressed with him, and that's kind of the I think what you're finding now as these young anglers are getting groomed in high school, spending time in college, and they understand they're getting the education in college to not only fish on a competitive team, but they have people to represent at that point. So they're building the other side of the business as they're growing through it. So what do you foresee 10 years down the road? How is the Elite Series going to be impacted by what's going on through the nation, high school and college?
I think we'll see a lot more people that we say, we saw him in high school, we saw him in college. You know, we'll see people that started in juniors.
Right. I mean, it's getting there. I mean, it's coming soon. I've been at Bass for almost 14 years, so I've seen a lot of these juniors that are now past college. They're now graduating college. Some of the juniors that I saw, you know, years ago when they were 6, 7 years old doing casting kids, you know, and it's the same kids. It's the same ones that and just work their way through all of our programs, the high school programs. You mentioned the high school program and the college, and I think what's happening with high school is, and how these kids are groomed is, now the colleges are getting so competitive about who they select to be on their college team that the high schoolers are now realizing that they not only have to be good fishermen, they have to be good speakers, they have to have good grades, they have to do community service, and they have to just be all around great kids to get on a good college team. There's a lot of colleges out there that are just run by a couple kids that are going to school there, and they haven't made it to that Bethel level or DBU level or those levels, but the schools that are at that level are super competitive for the right kids, and those are the ones that are advancing on and moving forward, and it's just going to get more and more kids in there.
Are colleges doing any recruiting and offering scholarships yet at this point?
Yes.
I wish I had that when I was in school. I might have got good grades.
I think I Hank wrote them down the other day, and it was somewhere around 12 or 13 schools now give scholarships. And even the schools that don't give scholarships, there are schools out there that don't give scholarships yet, but they pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not have got a tuition scholarship, but you can go fish at this school, and they provide you a boat, and they provide you gas money and hotel money and food money to go fish, you know, to represent their school. So
you know what I did in high school? I judged pigs. You know what that's all about? We drove up to Rochester, Minnesota, and judged hogs.
I do know what that is. You give your reasons and stuff.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We could do a whole show about that. I learned how to chew Copenhagen and swear. It was not a good thing. But had I had fishing or something like that, that would have totally changed the direction of my life back in those days.
Absolutely.
So that's something great that these kids have. We're going to see an impact long term. I venture to say there's a portion of the Elite Series pros that are like, oh, man, there's going to be some hot sticks coming up in the next few years. I mean, John Garrett being one of them.
They already are. I mean, Jordan Lee and Matt Lee are there, you know. So I'm sure that they're worried. Some of them are worried, you know. You know how kids are with the video games and so forth, and I wish I could read a graph and operate a boat like some of these high school.
I know you do. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. I just can't, you know, and I'm just so old. I don't get to fish that often, so I go out and I want to fish. I don't take the time to learn how to do it, and these kids are.
You know how he determines depth? I've seen him do this. He's got a plumb bob that weighs about 3 pounds on a big spool of string. He just drops it down, and then when he pulls it back up, 3 feet, 6 feet.
Not true.
Not true at all.
Not true.
Anyway, let's switch over to the upcoming college championship. I'm excited about this, as I often have bragged about, because I hail from the Northland, and we're going to a place that I think is pretty cool, Minnesota. So I'm not going to give this away. I'll let you give it away. Where are they headed for the championship?
They're going to Lake Bemidji. Bemidji University. They're going to weigh in right on the campus.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty cool. That's what's really cool about the college tournaments and championship. You know, even at the regionals, we weigh in a couple days at the lake, and then we weigh in on the final day when we cut on campus. And it's usually in the quad or in the center of campus, and it's a pretty neat deal. But the championship is, you know, goes over and above that. We'll have an expo. We'll have Yamaha Pro Night, which is a night where sponsors can send a representative for their company, and we kind of do, like Hank calls it, speed dating, and we divide the group up into 10 or 20 kids, students, per group, and they just go around and they talk, and each one, you know, Lowrance guys talk to them, the Yamaha guys talk to them, and it's really neat, and we eat pizza and do all that, and that's before the tournament starts, you know, and then we have the tournament. And
you lost me at pizza.
It's usually pretty good, too.
Well, here's an interesting fact about Bemidji. I did not go to school there, but being in the area, my wife is from Fargo, which is just down the road. That's North Dakota. That's not the edge of the earth, but you can see it from there.
North Dakota.
But in the winter, you get to about January, and they use the lake. The school is right on the lake. They use the lake as a parking lot. So they drive all their cars out there, and they park them in order right on the lake.
Yes.
And that's something else.
They park on the lake, and they also have tunnels underneath the campus to all the classes, so you don't have to walk outside.
Well, it does get pretty cold up there. So a typical college championship, day by day, Emily, walk me through how it's going to go.
The first and second day will be full fields, which we have a 90-field team, which is record for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top 12 will weigh in on the third day.
Okay, and so then at that point, things change. You crown a champion, a college, national college champion at that point. But to earn the classic berth, it doesn't happen there. They got to do something else.
Correct. The top four teams move into eight individuals, and they compete bracket style for the next 3 days.
Where do the extra boats come from?
We have a Nitro that's provided by Nitro that will actually be given to the college classic bracket winner. And that's the one John Garrett is is running this year, mm-hmm. and gets to keep it for a year, Toyota truck and a Nitro. So that's one of them. And then the other one is the three Phoenix boats that we get from Phoenix, one of our other great partners. And we use those boats in the college bracket, in the nation championship for some of our foreign anglers, and also in the Bass team champion for that bracket.
Mm-hmm. So those guys are teaming together. They're buddies, probably spent a lot of time in the boat together, and then all of a sudden they have to go head to head.
Yeah. The dynamic, it really changes, you know, the tournament, the championship, we crowned a team champion. K-State was our champions last year. And we, you know, you crown them, and then sometimes it's a day or two later, sometimes it's a month later, or it varies from year to year, however it works. We move to the bracket,
mm-hmm.
and those eight anglers are now just pitted against each other. So it's an interesting dynamic about, you know, if they're going to work together, if they're not going to work together. We do it on a different body of water, so it takes out the, you know, hey, we've been catching fish on that hole for 2 days, 3 days.
So do they get any practice time on a new lake, or they just show up and fish?
They'll get a day or a half a day or however much. We try to get them on the water at least, you know, to look around and do some graphing and so forth. And they get a little bit of practice time, not a lot.
So walk me through the days of the bracket. How's that work? They get 4 days, 2 days, 1 day? How's that go?
It depends. The championship team is the first seed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put one partner on one side of the bracket and the other partner on the other side. And it goes first to fourth place as the seeded, as the seeds for the bracket. So we try not to have, we set it up so it's not the same teammates competing on the final day. It has happened in the past, and it's just not fun. Especially when it was Jordan and Matt on the last day.
Boater, the top team, is the top two seeds. Boater is seed one, non-boater is seed two. Second place team is 3 and 4.
So do they get a full day, and then the next day is the other side of the bracket?
They get a full day, and they're eliminated. Mm-hmm. If one beats eight is eliminated.
Okay.
And then the next day, one goes against whoever he's up against in the bracket. It's just like the final four. We see that 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, you know, 3 versus 6, 4 and 5. And then they just move on from there, and it's one day. So day two, there'll be four anglers fishing. Day three, you got the final two fishing.
Well, it sounds like it's set up to be something exciting. And when will they know where they're going? Is that going to be after the national champions are crowned? You'll tell them that?
Yep. I believe Hank will tell them that day.
Man, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, they'll do a briefing shortly after we do all the awards and everything. Hank will brief the top eight and tell them everything they need to know about the next, hopefully, 3 days for somebody.
So do you have a time frame you can give out, or is it all still a big mystery right now?
The championship ends on that Saturday, the 12th. I believe we will all travel on the 13th that Sunday, and the bracket will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, so it is going to be right afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
so that gives you a little bit of a clue.
Maybe. We don't have to go into too much detail, but I do know it's going to be pretty exciting.
I mean, there's only like 10,000 lakes up there, I've heard.
Well, those are the ones with a boat ramp anyways. There's a lot of lakes. It's pretty awesome. You know, you're going to see some impressive bags of fish just because they don't get the kind of pressure that the Alabama lakes get. I mean, you have to have a blinker on your boat on Gunnersville.
You do.
But most of the fishermen in Minnesota are not bass anglers. They're perch fishermen and walleye fishermen and musky morons, and I say that with love. but the largemouth and smallmouth populations just don't get exploited there, and it's going to be exciting. You could see a 25-pound bag of largemouth on either of the lakes.
Sure.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know that much about them, but I agree with you. I mean, it's the pressure is, you know, sometimes unbearable here.
Oh.
I'm from Kansas, so, you know, I go back home and I fish for a week, and I just have a ball because nobody, you know, I'm the only guy out there on this lake
mm-hmm.
catching fish.
So. Well, make sure you find somebody that has a boat you can borrow. Well, you might have a free boat somewhere.
We have three Phoenixes.
Okay. Well, those need to get tested.
We'll test them.
They're easy to catch, Emily. was so much fun. Anyway, let's talk about the recent high school champion. That was here, was that last weekend or the week prior to that?
It was the last full week in June.
Okay, so that was on Kentucky Lake. Mm-hmm. Shame on me for forgetting, but there's just, you know how things go, a lot of balls in the air here. But what happened at that event and what won it?
I mean, the high school anglers absolutely caught the fish up there. It was, I just read a post from a buddy of mine on Facebook complaining about how the fishing wasn't any good on Kentucky Lake, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? We just had the high school championship there, and they caught 2,500 pounds of fish the first day.
How many teams?
A lot of teams, 230 teams. But I mean, after day one, you had to have 20 pounds to be in like the top 30.
Holy cow!
I mean, it was unbelievable. It
sounds like the lake was fishing pretty well.
It was fishing awesome. I mean, they were. I lifted 2,500 pounds that first day. You know, so
burn a few calories.
I was tired after that, but yeah, Tommy Floyd and James Gibbons from South Florence High in South Carolina. They won the thing with 43-3, and that's kind of a neat story on that one. I think it was Tommy that got sick in practice, severely dehydrated, and had to go to the hospital, and missed the first day. And his partner caught, I don't know, 19 or something pounds.
Oh, good.
By himself. And then so then Tommy got to join him the second day, and they brought in 23 pounds and 2 ounces, you know, on the final day. So it was
overcoming adversity.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was an awesome story, and they ended up with 43 pounds 3 ounces.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was awesome.
These are high school kids. They could probably outfish us in most cases.
I'm certain that they know how to do a lot of things better than I do. Yes,
that's all right. It's cool to see them coming up that way, and that's very a great way to get involved. So that, as a high schooler, you can get on the team as a freshman, fish 4 years, build your experience, build your resume, if you will, hopefully look to get into a college program. What does a high school need to do to get started on that level?
Same as the college. They just need to allow the club to form.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If your high school doesn't allow that, we have a different avenue for you to take to start a community area club.
Like a non-school affiliated club,
yes,
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Homeschoolers. We've got some homeschoolers that are on a fishing team. I mean, they can go to Bassmaster.com. That's their first step.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go to Bassmaster.com, go to the high school page, and it's on there. What link's it at, Emily?
It's under high school affiliation.
Click on that, and it's very simple. All they do is fill out the advisor and the kids that are on the team and hit submit, and then we'll take it from there, and Emily will contact them and tell them what they need to do next to get their school started.
There's a lot of ways to build a fishing career because of the Bass Nation, no question about it.
Absolutely. You know, and the one thing, before we get away from college, you know, the one thing I want, if you're a college student and you're listening, what I have found is that there's not a lot of college students that they may have got on their college team just to get on the college team, but they don't know that they're a Bass Nation club.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
They're just in there. You're right. They're there to fish. So but they don't know they're a Bass Nation club. And what I want them to know is, you know, they all have the ability to fish. If you're a college angler in Alabama, you can fish the Alabama Bass Nation regionals, tournaments, and that's just another avenue to the Classic. So if you don't make it to the college championship, don't make it to that wild card event to try to get there, as a college student, you still have the ability to go fish the Alabama State Championship and try to make it to the Classic through there, try to make that state team. And we have a lot of those that have done that.
Well, it's a starting point, and it's the kind of thing that is going to give a lot of kids reason to work harder in college. When he and I were together, John Garrett, he mentioned he's working hard on finishing his degree, getting a business degree, because He wasn't sure how the fishing thing was going to work. You know, it's too early to tell if that was going to be his career path, but he's got the right mind about it. And everything I've learned and seen from him fishing the opens and the time on the water I had with him, he's got his head on straight and he's good at finding fish. And that's the sort of thing that's going to put him in contention to be make a top 12 at, was that Oneida they were at last week? So, I mean, it's great to see the seeds you guys have planted have been a part of to really grow up and look careers in the face.
I mean, we see that a lot. We've mentioned a few names out there, but there are hundreds of John Garretts out there in the college ranks that are, you know, right behind them coming up. And any day we could see a new one, a new kid. It's amazing what's going on with these colleges. SCAD is, you know, a college that they actually have a women's varsity fishing team and a men's varsity fishing
team.
Pretty
cool.
It is very cool. So, you know, what's the coach's name? Isaac was at the high school championship, you know, recruiting. And he was recruiting ladies, you know, the girl anglers. He was, because he needs to fill his team, his women's varsity fishing team. So that I thought that was pretty cool.
Being a fishing recruiter could be a pretty good gig. I need you to go out, spend the day on the water, see how these kids fish over and over again, and we got a hot lead on the next hot angler.
And they do that.
Maybe there's going to be a Bassmaster draft day.
When all this started, they were just, does this kid have... You know, let's look at the tournament results from this kid. But now, like I talked about earlier, it's so competitive. Isaac was telling me it's not about that. He's actually going to go with them fishing to make sure they, you know, they didn't luck into
maybe a good partner.
Yeah, maybe their partner was the one catching all the fish. Mm-hmm. And their partner's a junior, you know, so they get credit for that. So they're checking all that out now. I mean, it's not just
what a neat thing that is growing in our sport. And what's cool is the Elite Series. You know, with every give, there's take, right? So the Elite Series has all the pros have to. They don't have to necessarily requalify, but if they don't finish at a certain level based on previous year average, you know, there's a whole lot of criteria that go into the decision. But if they don't make the cut, they're opening up doors, you know, while one dream fades, another one might be coming true by making it possible for a John Garrett to potentially take a spot through the opens to get the invite to fish the Elite Series. And, you know, a guy like that is going to have a lifetime of experience on the water to build from, and that's going to start with fishing. I don't know for sure. Maybe he started going to tournaments, I think he told me, with his grandfather or his father, mm-hmm. like at a young age. So they definitely get that experience early. They carry that into high school, through high school, into college, and then up the ranks into the Elite Series. So there's definitely a path. There is a cause. There is a reason to focus on getting out on the water and fishing tournaments. And I know you've fished for a long time. Emily, you've been around this for forever. My gosh. The charming personality that is there to answer all your questions, even when you're under the gun. So I guess that's a way to do that. So more information about all of this. Where can it be found?
Everything can be found on Bassmaster.com. So whether you're an adult looking for a club, you just go to the Nation page. You can click on the state presidents, and we have a list of all the state presidents. Every state has a board of directors that runs all their tournaments and runs their events in their state. So you go to that page, click on it. They can tell you what colleges are in their states fishing. They can tell you what clubs are near you. They can give you that contact information. They can tell you how to start a new club if you want to start a new club. All that is on there for the college, for the juniors, for the high school, for the adult. It's all on Bassmaster.com.
And if you have questions, John and Emily have all the answers, right?
Yes.
Emily has most of the answers.
Oh, I understand how that goes. And I'm sure she's keeping you on task more often than not, which is probably a good thing. But lots of good stuff that we get to talk about. When we get done with the college championship, the college angler comes into the office usually, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Maybe we should set up an interview.
Absolutely.
When that guy wins, and I can hear him brag on Minnesota, how awesome it is. Are you excited to go to Minnesota?
I am.
We love going to Minnesota.
I love Minnesota.
Me too. I miss it.
I've only been there once.
Well, I promise you, it's not 350 degrees out and dripping in 90% humidity like it is in beautiful Birmingham, Alabama. But hey, it is what it is. From John Stewart and Emily Han, appreciate you guys being here today. And let's make this a regular occurrence, talk about all the exciting things happening in the Bass Nation. That is top to bottom, high school through the college ranks, the club levels. There is so much going on that it's just constantly exciting. And thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks hey, this for having us.
Happy to have you, as always. This has been Inside Bassmaster. This is your host, Thomas Allen. Thanks for being here. Check us out in a couple weeks. We're going to do a show straight from the shores of the St. Lawrence River as soon as that event finishes up, and we'll kind of do a fantasy forecast for Lake Champlain, which will be shortly after that. Again, Inside Bassmaster, thanks for being here.